Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You and I briefly referenced this this trade scenario earlier. I think it was yesterday when it first came out, but we never really got into it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Emmanuel Clase has been kind of the huge talking point around baseball, one of the biggest relievers out there. He is incredibly affordable the next 3.5 years. He's also, even this year, still one of the best closers in baseball. And it's interesting, I think a lot of Guardians fans, even in the midst of a winning season, are open to the idea of trading him. So when Emmanuel Clase for Jaron Duran and pieces came up, I don't think I saw one Guardians fan even object to the idea.
I'm torn on this one because I want power in this lineup. So I'm never going to be the one to say no to adding some sort of power, or some sort of something. But I do wonder I just wonder with Duran if he's the right guy to make this move with.
Why is that?
Because last year he was awesome. He led the league in doubles. He led the league in triples. He had, remember that season that Andrés Giménez had where everything just collectively came together and he finished fourth in the MVP voting? Mm-hmm. That's what Duran did last year. Now he finished seventh in the MVP voting, so it wasn't fourth, but he was right there in the ballpark. Like he had, from every metric you can find, slugging percentage, on base percentage, everything, he was awesome. And it's the only time in his career we've seen him do that. Now he came back down to earth this year, and you can make an argument that, maybe he's just been unfavorable and it's just been unlucky for him in some sense, BABIP, etc. But like the reality is that he's probably somewhere between what you saw last year and then what you're seeing this year. Is that the right bet? Because if you're paying for this guy that is this year, I don't think that's the right bet.
You know what's crazy about it is he's still a 2 WAR player offensively through 100 games.
Yeah.
So now, in fairness, he was a almost 3 WAR defensive center fielder last year. And he was a 6 WAR player with his bat, which, guys, that's like an MVP season if he wasn't on a losing team last year.
So yeah, but he's slugging .430. He's got 9 homers. Like they're fine numbers, but they're not. It's not anything to really write home about.
So,
like it's definitely a big time step back from last year. Just what bet are you making? Are you betting that he's closer to 2024, or is he closer to what he currently has been in 2025?
I still think he's going to end up as like a 3.5 WAR player this year, 4 WAR player. And if that's true, that's still like an all-star caliber player just to cut above. So I would bet on this. Like he is, I mean, he's going to be 29 next year. Okay, but the reality is he'll be gone, was it 2 years after that, 3 years after that? I think he's got 3.5 more years of control.
Well, that's a cool thing. I think it's through 2028 is the control that he has.
So I continue to kind of look at this, and I'm like, well, the whole point that people don't want to, the bullpen's, it's going to be so weak. It's like, well, in this case, you'd be taking your ultimate strength beyond the bullpen and pushing it into your outfield, answering center field in a way. Now, you would then be facing Kwan being a free agent 1 year, Duran being a free agent the next year. Potentially not great, but listen, to me, what got my attention was Duran and pieces.
So I was
looking at this. That's what's interesting.
So I read a couple Boston articles on this because I was trying to figure out what exactly the return would be and what like Boston side is looking at it. Because you know me, when it comes to trade stuff, I'm constantly looking at the other side to see what they think. Mm-hmm. They're thinking the opposite. They're thinking it's got to be him in exchange for Clase, and then we give up extra pieces on the side. And they didn't throw this name in there because they're not talking about it. But the perception I was getting was that it would be something like Duran. And then we throw Clase in there and then also throw Santana in the mix. And that's how you get the deal done because they need first base help right now.
So honestly, I listen, I don't want to trade Carlos. I think I'm a little bit more, I think he's really been kind of secretly valuable to you. I think if you take out, I think it was like the first 4 to 6 weeks, he's been really, really, really good the last 2 months. That being said, it's interesting. So I did follow up on this. I can't remember who brought this up first, but when I read it initially, they had confirmed somewhere that they meant more from the Boston side. But I would trade Carlos Santana alongside Class A if they're also giving up something a little extra too.
Like, I'm not going to let Santana be the one that makes or break this one. I think you go down that road if that's the throw in, if that's the extra piece, and it would work. But I guess I'd have more belief in this if I had belief that the Guardians were the type of team that could take someone and be like, you used to be this, or you showed flashes of being this last year. You come back down to earth a little bit, but we're going to find a way to get your power back to where it was 2 years ago instead of what it is this year. And the Guardians have shown me no signs of being able to be that team.
See, what's interesting about what you're saying is he only hit, and I'm going to say only in parentheses, he only hit 21 home runs last year.
Yeah, but again, so, he led the league in doubles. He led the league in triples.
He's still a triple machine this year. He's got 10 triples.
No, he does. But like, there's a lot of extra base hits that he was getting last year and pulling it off. Now, he had a bunch of at-bats, too. Like, that was part of the equation as well. Got a lot of opportunities. But like, I don't know. Like, what part of you thinks that the Guardians could have him tap into that? Because like, I do wonder if it's going to be looked at like a Jimenez year, where Jimenez was just awesome for a season, and then they were just never able to tap back into that.
I mean, I think the difference is his drop from where he was last year to this year, as pronounced as it is, it's not a complete and absolute regression. Like, so much of Andres's value was the glove, and by the last 2 years, it's all his value. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was like a one more player offensively, which is your two hole is just awful. So, I mean, like, Duran is still going to surpass that. He's going to triple that by the end of the year. Actually, the funny thing is he's having a bad defensive year by his standards. I think he's just like a league average player, or like basically a break even on the defensive side of the ball this year. So your concern so about, like, would you do this? You know, are the Guardians the right team to bring it back? I think it's fair. I just think in the name of getting another table setter there. And listen, I would love a power bat for Class A. And if there's a way you can get the Garcia kid as well in this, he's at Double A, so he's not ready yet. That's a kid that's going to end up being like an Adelis Garcia or a Randy Arozarena, like a guy with just stupid power that's probably going to hit 250. I'd take that. But I just look at it and I'm like, man, for Hosey. So much of your offense is built on what's Hosey doing on any night.
Right.
Putting another elite level on base machine, even though this kid strikes out more and walks.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Listen, Quan, I think Quan into Duran right in front of Hosey would be, I think that would be an incredible boost to the lineup.
I mean, listen, I'm all about adding offense. That's the whole goal of this. And if you're going to make a Class A trade, I'd rather have them do something like this where you're adding somebody at the big league level and you're getting something in return instead of just what is potentially 2 years down the line maybe can turn into something. But there is a reason why Boston is saying, hey, we're so excited to see what Roman Anthony can do in left field. Like, we're so excited to watch Abreu get opportunities in right. Like, there's a reason why they're in many ways pushing Duran out the door when they should be as competitive as they can be right now.
So, this is always a case of your best meets our best, meaning your need for what your deficiency is meets our best, and our need, even though I know power bat, you need really good starting outfielders, and you've got one. It's the same thing there. Like, between Roman Anthony, Willier Abreu, Christian Campbell's probably going to end up in the outfield unless... I think he might end up being a better left fielder than he will be a second baseman. They've just got too many outfielders. Like, honestly, they were trying to trade Willier Abreu this last offseason, and they just couldn't get the value they wanted because people were worried he was a little bit of a flash in a pan.
But Duran was the guy he was last year, they'd find room.
Oh, no. You're right. But the point is, like, this is... Opportunities like this happen in baseball where a team kind of sours, oh, you're not who we thought you were. And then all of a sudden, you kind of push him over and, oh, he can still do it. He was just having a bad, it's been since June 1 that he's really kind of taken a little bit of a dive here. I'm supremely interested in this. I can't sell you. I can't disclude any of the things you've said. I think you make a hell of an argument, and there's risk in here. Not akin to like a prospect risk, but there is risk here. But man, it's tough for me not to look at this and be like, okay, how often do you trade an elite closer for an everyday player, if that guy ends up being a good everyday player and not a great player?
I get the excitement. I do. I get the excitement. And it should be fun. Like, if this is the deal that goes down, I don't think Guardians fans are going to look at this and say, what happened here? How did we end up in this spot? And myself included. If this deal goes down, I will be able to say, in the name of offensive moves and trying to get this offense to be the best it can, let's go put Kate Smith in the bullpen as a closer, and then let's just keep this thing rolling. I do wonder if, like, a year from now, though, you're going to end up in a spot where you get more for Class A in a better situation. It's just that the market right now for hitters just isn't, it's just not elite at the moment. Like, Duran might be as good as you can get.
So the one thing I would say about this, and I think that's a real question you have to ask Jaron before you make this trade. You have to go make sure that kid doesn't have a negative thought of Cleveland.
Of Cleveland after that, that incident?
Because of that jackass in the stands.
I would hope he just looks at it as one person, but he doesn't.
One fan was maybe all it took for David Wells, and who before he was even David Wells. He was just a pitcher in Detroit. Somebody said something about that dude's mom, and then all that guy heard in Cleveland from that moment on was the negative things that Clevelander said to him. I mean, he never forgave Cleveland for it. Still won't. Yeah. We'll still absolutely go out and just say mean things about Cleveland.
I mean, not the same thing because it's not sports, but like Morgan Wallen had a concert in Arizona like a couple weeks ago, or maybe even last week.
Is that God's country? I can't
That's
remember.
It's not God's country. Mm. But like, I guess it's one fan was just being unruly, and he's like, I'm not coming back to Arizona. And it's like, that's all it takes? Like, it is true.
In fairness, that guy is soft batch.
He's soft batch?
Yeah.
Well, he's a musician,
No.
Most country musicians. I can't speak for all musicians. Most country musicians tend to be softer.
I thought he was just a pretty face and an okay voice. And then after the way he handled the SNL stuff, I thought, you might be the biggest baby on the planet.
I think he knew what he was playing to. He doesn't care about the coastal elites, Nick. He plays to God's country.
God's country.
Those are the ones buying the albums. Or at least listening to it on Spotify.
But no, I mean, you're dumb. I do think... In the next, I do think in the next year and a half.
Easy on the commentary.
I think Duran might be the best thing you can get for Class A. And if there's a kicker in it, depending, listen, kicker can mean they got a middle reliever. Right? Like, obviously, the kicker part of this is interesting. But yeah, I mean, if there's an offer out there that is in with a starting center fielder with a really nice glove and, you know, And listen, even if you got to kick in a Santana, or you know me, I don't want to trade Daniel Schneeman. You got to throw Schneeman in. Yeah, I think that's the kind of move that if you can really start to, you can really start to reshape the rest of your roster with Duran in center field.
I think Santana gets it done if they throw in Carlos, and the Guardians shouldn't be shy to do so. I think that gets it done.
I think it gets it done for Red Sox fans. I think what will be interesting is what does it do for the Guardians who always have a sky-high price on all their talent, so much so that other front offices complain about it as if it's a bad thing they value their players.
Yeah, as if they don't want to just be fleeced. Yeah.
These guys won't give away their players for less than
they understand.
Want.
I don't understand. We can't just tell them, hey, this is what you should trade, and they should do it.
This is a nightmare. Emmanuel Clase for Jaron Duran. Who says no? I think this makes a lot of sense for both teams, and great quarterback fatigue. It's a real thing, potentially, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.